I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. What are you afraid of? Really, just what are we afraid of? Are we afraid that brides-to-be will continue to go missing, or that the elevator that we're on will plummet to the ground, or we'll find ourselves on an airplane hijacked to Mexico, or our children will be snatched from our bosom, or the infant that we just gave birth to will be switched in the hospital room, or ships will continue to be lost at sea, uncivil behavior will continue to spread like a California wildfire? All of this elevates the level of fear in the atmosphere rather than faith. Our shields of faith are being assaulted every day. Alan Laurie writes that fear is a very useful reaction. He writes in his book, 5 Minutes on Mondays, Finding Unexpected Purpose, Peace, and Fulfillment at Work, that we need constructive fear. For this calls our attention to real threats and motivates us to action. But there is another side to fear. That side paralyzes us. This is destructive fear. Destructive fear is based on the what-if scenarios. You know what they are. What if this happens? What if that happens? We can imagine the most terrible outcome to everyday challenge. It is the fear of things that we cannot control and is based on the mistaken belief that if we are not in control, then we must be in danger. And this destructive fear leads us to live with a sense that life is essentially unsafe. We are on guard. We have to watch out for people because they are inherently threatening, and the world is an irredeemable, dangerous place, and we experience paralyzing, destructive fear. Laurie says this is the kind of fear that keeps us from changing, because change involves what? Exposing ourselves to the unknown, leaving us uncertain about the outcome, thus provoking fear. Well, the first step of overcoming destructive fear, of course, is faith. God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. The second step is acknowledging that this destructive fear is constricting your choices and keeping you stuck. Faith, beloved of God. Eleanor Roosevelt wrote, "You gain strength and courage and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing which you think you cannot do." Yeah, when we are afraid, when we are fearful, you must remember that you can be in the presence of God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That's Bible. And then when you are fearful, analyze what frightens you to see whether it's real and valid. And then make an honest and courageous decision, fear from destructive fear and full of faith. Remember, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And I tell you, if God didn't give it to you, please don't use it. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.